obviously I think he's wrong. Look, as long as I've been in politics, people carp from the sidelines. It happens in all political parties, particularly when you do controversial things. And I've always been very open about the fact that I think in politics you've sometimes got to take risks, you've got to lead with a chin, you've got to show, you know, that you stand up for your own views and don't constantly take the sort of easy or sort of cautious path. So I obviously don't agree with him. The vast majority of Liberal Democrats, when we entered into the coalition, don't agree with him either. And look, we're halfway through a parliament. We face huge challenges as a country, and the fact that we are in government allows me to come to places like this here in Bristol and celebrate the fact that because of Liberal Democrats in government, and indeed Liberal Democrats in local government here in Bristol, we're giving thousands and thousands of local youngsters the opportunity to take up apprenticeships and find jobs.
But because of Liberal Democrats in government, the Liberal Democrat Council here are slowly losing numbers. You're flatlining in the polls at 8%, you've been shedding council seats, and it looks like you aren't going to win this mayor election that you backed and the council here didn't in November.
Well, you clearly have a crystal ball that no one else possesses. You make all these wild predictions.
Just using the polls of 8%. And all the councillors here are very worried about it.
Yeah. Well, those polls, of course, have also been completely confounded by the most important poll in recent, which is when actually people vote. And in fact, when people voted in May, just a few weeks ago, we got almost twice that. There was a swing in my constituency in Sheffield of 6%, if you really must know, from Labour to the Liberal Democrats. So I just really would, remember that in politics, things go up and down, but actually the important thing is not what individuals say from the sidelines, it's what are you doing for the long-term benefit of the country.
Councillor Keighley consciously keeps your image out of his Focus newsletters that he distributes to the local community. Do you think it's a help or a hindrance having your photograph in local campaign literature?
Honestly, it's such a ludicrous question. I ask people who assemble photographs in their leaflets. I don't micromanage people's leaflets. As I said before, I'm a Democrat who runs lead a Democratic party. I don't run a religious sect where I go around telling people what they need to put on their bits of paper. What we do put on our leaflets across the country is the fact that because of Liberal Democrats in government, because of the kind of things I believe in and have been championing for years, we're about to take 2 million people on low pay out of paying income tax altogether. For the first time ever by raising the point at which people pay income tax. The pupil premium is a policy I first wrote about 10 years ago before I was even in Parliament. We're now delivering in schools here in Bristol and across the South West to help children from disadvantaged backgrounds. We're increasing by about 250,000, a quarter of a million more apprenticeships during this Parliament were planned by Labour.
But one last question. I mean, there is a point here, isn't there? Because if Councillor Keighley says, we don't want Nick Clegg to come to Bristol because it's going to damage our mayoral chances, there's a decision for you to take. Should I go to Bristol or should I send Vince Cable, who seems more popular?
I am the leader of the Liberal Democrats, not Mr. Keighley. And as I said before, what I'm interested in is...